Du ist Loch, wenn wir Familie, du bist ein Tut auf Familie, can you tell? Who made this? Originally. Can you?
You did?
Who did? You are all senior devotees of Swami. Himself, really. All requested him that we want a pranam mantra like Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, Namo Vishnu Padaya, Krishna Prishthaya. And they requesting and requesting, at least he has to make it. Anyone, disciples are not so much qualified to do this. So, mercifully. He was very great learned scholar, and like knowing all Siddhanta. So I know that he has done really. You heard the his object Gaurubani. What is Gaurubani? She explained it. That I told in a lecture or anywhere, I don't remember. So Gaurubani. Aradhyo Bhagavan Vajeshatam. This is Gaurubani. And also another Charinchya. And one slok Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur has done. Amnaya praha tattvam bharinya paramam sarva shakti nusha. This is Gaurubani. Govinda Prabhupada, can you explain and glorify how your Gurudev very quickly, in couple of years, he preached about entire world very quickly. And what is the essence of his teaching? Very quickly.
He preached it more quickly than I can. I can't say it as fast as he did. Here,
serving his Gurudev and he is sitting here, so I told him.
Like Narada, when
about his object and mission, preached by Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj. He had not told anything new. Only English word new. But it is a translation of the word told by Srila Rupa Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, Hindi line, Narottam Thakur, Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj, Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur, and Srila Prabhupada Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami. He had never established anything new. You know that Krishna consciousness is what? What he has named his mission. This is not new thing.
ISKCON.
For something, same way in
New water.
The spirit, the mission, object is same. But we are told in English. I told you so many times that Brahma, Nara, Vyas, Sukadeva Goswami, or they are original
members
of ISKCON. Any member of ISKCON cannot deviate or cannot fall down. Never. Who is really Krishna consciousness? It will do. More is made. So, these are the members, really members of ISKCON. Can any member of ISKCON can fall down or deviate? They can never. Narada, Vyas, Sukadeva Goswami. Up to Srila Prabhupada Bhakti Siddhanta, your Gurudev, my Shikshya Guru, he is going, he can fall down. So any member falling down or deviating, they were never member of his school. Never and never. And they will be you. They are Nitya Siddha. But anyone can try to be member by practice and following them. So we heard the mission of Srila Swamiji was same as the Rupa Goswami and our disciplic life. The essence of all that, Vivere Swarupa hai Nitya Krishna Das. Whether we know or not know, whether we accept or not, but Swarupete Sakaler hai Goloke Sthiti. Whether anyone accept or not, but in real, the constitutional position of all the beings, they are servant of, nitya servant of Krishna. Unfortunately, by any special reason, we, some of them, have been deviated by that. We are deviated. Not from Golok Vrindavan, but really from borderline. That is tatastha, tatastha position. Not from Golok. Anyone going to Golok, how they can return back to this world? They can. Yadagatva. Nanivartante. Saddham Paramamama. And that is why it is Paramdham. Why? Our Devi Dham, Swarga, Tapalo, after that Brahmalo, from Devi Dham, Mohini Lo, anyone can return back. But in that dham, who is Param dham, Param, who is Param? Supreme. Like Krishna, no difference between his dham and him. So Param dham, so anyone cannot deviate from that land. So, but anyhow, we have from marginal lines, we have forgotten. So, to remind thee. Krishna himself come. He sent his representative. Sometimes he comes in Ram form, Nisinga form, and other forms. To remind us that you must back to God and back to Him. Back to Godhead and
back home, back to Godhead.
Your home is there. So, how to do? How to go there? That was the missionary object. So we should try to follow him. So in the conclusion, we know that in our constitutional form, position, we are all nitya servant, eternal servant of Krishna. We cannot be happy in this world, this relative world. You cannot. By any position, by money, by position, for anything, you cannot. So, we know that we should practice bhakti yoga. Without practicing bhakti yoga, you cannot attain that original constitution position. Never and never. So, mercifully Krishna has manifested Srimad Bhagavatam. That is authority book, more than Vedas and Upanishad and Puran. So, all the Goswami books have come from that very Srimad Bhagavatam. In each and every line of Srimad Bhagavatam, all these transcendental siddhanta has been given. Sabai punsam paro dharmo yato bhakti adokshaye. Ahek sukya apriyatata ya bhakti purushottame bhakti. But what is that bhakti? We should know. It is not any
speculation of mind.
Nothing. In Srimad Bhagavatam, and especially Rupa Goswami has told, by the inspiration of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Really, this sloka of bhakti is from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He inspired him in
Prayag,
and after that he inspired in Jagannath. And he requested his all associates to be merciful, to sprinkle mercy on Rupa Goswami, so that he can know my heart and he can give to this world. So Rupa Goswami has written, Anya Bhilasita Sunya Jnan Karmat Jnana Pritam Anukullena Krishna Anusilanam Bhakti Rutna. Oh, what is the meaning? Stand. I want that all should know this sloka. If you cannot remember, but the essence of this sloka should be remembered all this. And try to follow this sloka, then bhakti will come.
Absolutely, there is mentioned. There are various verses and scriptures which are describing the glories of Bhakti. Srila Gurudev has mentioned the verse, the Bible and Sutra Lord Ramana.
More love, Dr.
Yato Bhakti is for today. Yatapiyata Yatma Supercivity. That the supreme occupation of all activities, of all persons, is to render devotion service to the Lord. And such devotion service should be ahoyati and apatiyata. It should be causeless, without motivation, and it should be uninterrupted. So, don't infer, this is describing very clearly what is Uttama Bhakti. But still, Srila Rupa Goswami, he has described one verse which is in Bhakti Rasa Sindhu, which is said to be the emperor verse describing what is Uttam Bhakti. Anyadilasa Sindhim, Jnana Kamas, Anakitam, Anukuriana Krishna Sindhim Bhakti Uttam. That the cultivation of all activities of the body, mind, word, but most importantly, of this moon, which are directed towards the pleasure of the Supreme Lord, which are not covered by fruits of activity, means that we have to perform activities, we have to perform karma, but these activities should not in any way be a hindrance to our performance of bhakti. That it should not be covered by jnana, knowledge, means that it should not be covered by any type of impersonal knowledge. And in a higher sense, for those who have achieved the higher realms of bhakti, then aishvarya jnana, knowledge of the offenses and supremacy of the Lord, should not cover one's mood in Madhurya jnana or Shuddha bhakti. And also the mystic desire for mystic attainment, mystic cities, that these should not cover one's bhakti. That the bhakti should be flowing like a stream of honey, unbroken. And in all circumstances, it should be favorably disposed for the pleasure of Krishna. So when such bhakti is continuous, unbroken, and without any hindrance, then it is said to be Uttama Bhakti.
Thank
you. It should clear more. Stand up and clear more in your words. I ask anyone, whether lady devotees or male devotees, also be prepared to explain all top to bottom. I may tell anyone last point.
Yes,
sir. Don't fear.
Don't fear, don't fear.
Good drama play. And so many drama players are here. So you should make daily or next day like this. Very soon, tomorrow you should make a drama play. Very attractive and with good teaching.
Everything is an emanation of Krishna simultaneously. The same as Krishna, yet distinct.
Not the same as Krishna, you have not defined. Anukulena Krishna Anushila. You defined Annabhilashita, Gyanaka. But what is the meaning?
That all of our actions. So the intrinsic meaning to the verse and an extrinsic meaning to this. The intrinsic meaning to this verse is that all of our actions should be pleasurable to Krishna. What?
Favorable mood.
Not favorable, because
Chandra must be.
They
pleased
and they didn't have a desire to.
Our daughters and sisters and uncles and aunts and. Our main thing is this concept of Chandra and Mustik. Chandra and Mustik were two wrestlers.
So, Srila Rupa Goswami has explained what is Uttama Bhakti. From this word, Uttama Bhakti, as Rupa Goswami has told in this slum, then that should be Madhyama Bhakti, Kanishta Bhakti. It may be like some mixture of bhakti of Gyan, Karma, Yoga, Tapasya. And So it has been told, Uttama Bhakti means pure Bhakti or Shuddha Bhakti. So Bhakti Vinod Thakur has told in his Tattva Vivek that there are some things resembling to Bhakti but not really Bhakti. We do so many things in the name of Bhakti. Bhagavat kahe taha paripurna chale dharma prujjhit kayito astra paramo nirmatsaranam shata. In this world, relative world, there are so many things in the name of dharma which are not really dharma. They are what? Cheating dharma. Not pure dharma. They are cheating. So something we do in the name of bhakti, really not bhakti. Anyone can follow Shuddha Bhakti in the stage of Madhyam Uttam or Uttam stage, Uttam Bhagavata stage. Not really in Kanishtha. And those, I know that so many are that even no Kanishtha. No concept. They have no conceptions of conception of or real bhakti, uttama bhakti. But we do. Why do? Oh, not good association. Gurudev gave mantra and he was trying to develop us, our heart. But at that time we couldn't follow. So sometimes Rupa Goswami has collectively divided of thousands and thousands kinds of bhakti, or tamasic bhakti, rajasic bhakti, sattvic bhakti, nirguna bhakti, karma mishra bhakti, jnana mishra bhakti, yoga mishra bhakti. So many. These are not pure bhakti, uttama bhakti. Uttama Bhakti, like Mother Yashoda, even chastising Krishna, Krishna weeping, but it is more than Uttama Bhakti. You know that to defeat anyone is not good for that defeated person. He will be. But Krishna was defeated by his friend and he was smiling. And telling what? I have defeated you. You have not defeated. My nose is up. And you like tricky?
Lolita.
So Krishna, by what our sadhishi will be so happy. And the mood of our mood should be that we should serve Krishna. That mood. This mood should not be like to kill Krishna and to
give thanks
to Krishna. This should be that. That is why it has been told Anukulyena. Anukulyena means what?
Favorable mood.
Favorable mood. It should not be unfavorable, like his example, Charuna and Mushtikans, Kamsa and others. They were not favorable. But anyhow, Krishna was very happy by resting. And Mother Yashoda fighting him, and Krishna was weeping. But yet it is Uttama more than Uttama Bhakti. So it should not be favorable.
Unfavorable.
But this is not this symptom of bhakti mode. Whole symptom. What? Anupurishne anusilanam bhakti. Anything cannot light any flower, any tree at the time of Krishna. They cannot serve Krishna. Krishna can come on the side of trees and he can take some fruit from there. And thus he can take service from there. Anything more, whether he is unfavorable, but whether his action is to serve Krishna or not, this is the main thing. So, anusilam, all kinds of
endeavor,
by body, mind,
and by words,
by word, by heart, keeping aside unfavorable things, always in the bhava, like unbroken stream of honey. Now, this is like a barometer, measuring a scale. You can take it and give a scale in your heart, whether or bhakti is pure or what. Reply at once, it will come. Your moods are like Mother Yashoda, Sakha, or Gopis, unbroken. In day and night, 24 hours, without break, you take meal for Krishna or yourself. You should take your meal for Krishna. But how is that? You are sleeping. You should sleep for Krishna, not for you, but you are sleeping for yourself. Gopis sleeping and they are walking. Everything for Krishna. So try to be like that. Try to endeavor all your energy to please Krishna in favorable way. Oh, unbroken strength. Then it will be bhakti. But Srila Rupa Goswami has told that this is Uttama Bhakti in Siddhavastha. Siddhavastha, you know, what is?
Perfection state.
For them it has been told, wait a minute. When you will come in a Rati stage, then you can do something like Bharat. But Bharat, being in a Rati stage, and he was deviated for three lifetimes. He left everything like a tool in the age of half age, and that way half age was 50,000 years age he left off. And he came in forest. Anyhow, he had some affection from a baby deer. And death came at that time. And he was remembering, oh dear, and he became deer. So up till that rati state, we had some chance to fall down. So very carefully. So, we should not do like Bharat Maharaj. His action what was? Sattvic daya. Daya
means?
Sattvic.
In goodness.
But he was divisive. So don't have any attraction or attraction.
Attraction in general.
Attachment. Very good word. Attachment. To anyone, only to devotees, pure devotees, and Krishna, Mahaprabhu, Nityananda. Be always alert and careful. And when comes to me, devotee, oh Maharaj, be
merciful
to my this child, that my child should be happy. fight some attachment. Those shakti, but not root. We will support and nourish as a kartavya.
As a duty.
As a duty bond. But don't be attached to anything. Only attachment will be with Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, Krishna and Radhika, and the associates of Swarup Goswami has divided bhakti into three parts. Swarup Siddha Bhakti. Swarup Siddha Bhakti. Then?
Sangha
Siddha. And then?
Arup Siddha.
Arup. What is Arup Siddha? You.
The word Arup means attribution or superimposition.
When we're engaged in a certain activity for our own pleasure, but we're offering the results to Krishna so that Krishna himself will give us pleasure, so that he'll be pleased to please us with material fulfillment of our material desires. But I'm attributing or super.